This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm G. Abbey reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins his Asia tour Thursday by meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida. The top American diplomat goes Friday to South Korea for talks with Acting President Hwang Kyo-an and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se, but is not scheduled to meet with any opposition figures in the country. South Korea is holding elections for a new leader in May. The final leg of his trip is in China, where he will meet with President Xi Jinping to lay the groundwork for a U.S.-China summit early next month in Florida. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says his country's parliamentary elections can show the world that what he calls the wrong sort of populism can be stopped. Rutte and anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders have been in the media spotlight in the closing days of campaigning. Many look to Netherlands' vote for a sign of the progress of populism ahead of elections elsewhere in Europe. Rutte told reporters the Dutch voters' choice was clear.
There's now a choice between changing course, going in a totally different direction, or a policy of no experiments, of making a success out of the successful policies of the last 4 years, and in a way that everybody can now sense and feel in their personal lives that things are going so much better, and to keep this country safe and stable.
President Trump faces a day of legal reckoning Wednesday on the fate of his revised travel plan. Three federal courts are mulling the measure on the eve of its implementation. Several states, along with refugee assistance programs and rights groups, have brought suits over the new executive order. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is allowing only U.S. journalists to accompany him on his flight. The unconventional move is met with strong responses from federal journalists and foreign policy analysts. VOA State Department correspondent Cindy Sain has more.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Republican Congressman Devin Nunes and the committee's top Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, spoke with reporters Wednesday at the Capitol. Nunes says the president's claims could not be confirmed.
I want to say, as I told you last week about the issue with the president talking about tapping Trump Tower, that evidence still remains the same, that we don't have any evidence that that took place. And in fact, I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
Nunes and Schiff said they are waiting for information from the U.S. Department of Justice by next Monday about whether the agency knows of any court-ordered wiretaps of Trump, but said they have learned of no such surveillance so far in their investigation. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An Australian woman suffered burns to her face after her battery-operated headphones exploded during a flight from Beijing to Melbourne. Australian air safety investigators say the woman, whose name was not released, fell asleep on the plane while wearing the headphones and awoke to a loud explosion about 2 hours into the flight. The woman says she then felt a burning sensation on her face. The Transport Safety Agency said it believes the batteries in the headphones likely caught on fire. The top leaders of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee said President Donald Trump's claim that his predecessor, Barack Obama, wiretapped him in the weeks before last November's election is unfounded. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is allowing only one U.S. journalist to accompany him on his flight. The unconventional move is met with strong responses from federal journalists and foreign policy analysts. President Trump faces a day of legal reckoning Wednesday on the fate of his revised travel ban. Three federal courts are mulling the measure on the eve of its implementation. Several states, along with refugee assistance programs and rights groups, have brought suits over the new executive order. It's the revamped version of the order the president issued on January 27th, which the federal courts suspended. Rulings on the three hearings are expected to be issued later in the day. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte says his country's parliamentary elections can show the world that what he calls the wrong sort of populism can be stopped. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The best.